today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, Mark. Well, we've got a decision to make here. We said you were going to talk about the immigration issue. You had a story about that. But we've also had a request. One of our listeners has asked us to heckle the debate, which is going on right now between the, you know, the guys that are running for president. And I'm torn. I mean, I like the immigration issue, but it's been a long time since we've done a little debate heckling on this show.
Well, I could sum up both the article and the debate, each of them in 30 seconds. On the debate, the beautiful brown man and the old red guy will largely agree on everything and disagree on some minor points. And in the article, we talked about what we predicted came true. Many Mexicans are returning to Mexico, saying that the crackdown is just too fearsome, and obviously freedoms have been compromised here in the United States. And now that the financial situations come into play, it's not that great of a place anyway. They're not getting work. So yeah,
that actually
our government has actually made it so that this place isn't that great.
Is this a new story? Is this brand new?
Because Reuters.
It sounds familiar. It sounds like a story that came out a few months back that had a very similar theme. They had done some interviews. They looked at some numbers. The numbers do show that there are less people coming here. Now, of course, those are government numbers. So fewer people are coming here. So those are government numbers. So who knows if they're just trying to manipulate them in order to manipulate their budgets.
It makes sense to me. I mean, obviously.
It does make sense.
I don't think you can stop illegal immigration. I do think with enough policing. Make fewer people do it.
Yeah. Right. If you know that there's a greater chance that your family's going to be torn apart, then why come? And that's what's happening, is what you're saying, is these folks are just deciding to stay where they are because they're looking at the freedom situation here and they're saying, well, I used to think America was free, but maybe not so much anymore. Let's just stay where we are and tough it out.
You know, and to some extent, this is what the people that, you know, the people that want this war on immigration, they're getting what they want.
A total police state?
Well, no, they're getting the immigrants to go away.
But at the cost of freedom.
Well, it's not as much theirs as it is someone else's. You know, I mean, if they're busting into a chicken processing plant in Iowa, what do I care really?
This is the attitude of most Americans when it comes to any issue.
What do I care? Personally, what do I care? I mean,
I care, but
does it affect me?
It affects you in that you pay less for chicken.
You would normally pay less for chicken, but now you're going to pay a little more for chicken.
Right.
Not a lot more, and, you know, those people are willing to compromise what the average person pays for chicken in order to get what they want.
That's the direct
They're obviously
effect.
Willing to compromise that because they want the government to enforce borders, which means that they're willing to take my tax dollars away from me to prosecute this war. So that's the first freedom issue. The second freedom issue is, shouldn't free people be able to cross free borders freely?
Right. The most direct effect is the prices of products and services. The less direct effect is the idea that if you love freedom, you need to understand that you can't really be free unless you stand up for the freedoms of others who may not necessarily have an effect in your life. So it really reminds me of when we were talking about the foie gras ban in Chicago. I mean, who cares about foie gras? The only people that eat foie gras are the muckety-mucks, the rich, wealthy people that can afford going out and having dinners like that at their hoity-toity restaurants they'd like to go to. And so, I mean, as far as the average middle class or lower class American is concerned, who gives a flip if they ban foie gras? This is the attitude that most Americans have about one another and the various different freedoms that the government has infringed upon over time. As long as it's not your freedom that you're enjoying, then it's no big deal. Then it doesn't matter. This is such a common attitude, and this is one of the things that needs to change because it goes right back to what Pastor Martin Niemöller said back in the 40s, and that is that first they came for the communists, then they came for the trade unionists, and in this case today, they came for the immigrants, they came for the drug dealers, they came for the alleged terrorists, and then before you know it, they're going to be coming after you. And I know that the respectables don't believe that to be the case, But we already have a situation where old ladies have been arrested for the height of their grass in their yard. We already have a situation where an old retired man has been arrested because he gave a girl a ride and accepted a $5 contribution.
Well, don't
for
forget
the
no-fly list where the
no-fly list.
Old nuns, this is all, what, a million people on the terrorist watch list and a great deal of them on the no-fly list. Imagine what it would be like if your name showed up on the no-fly list.
So it's already here, and for people to say, well, it doesn't affect me, it's nonsense, because every single bit of freedom that you allow silently consent, because your silence is consent, that you silently consent to allowing this government to get away with, is another bit of freedom that they could be taking away from you on the next day. So if you aren't willing to stand up for the immigrants or the drug dealers or fill in the blank of whoever it is that's doing living life on a consensual basis, I'm not talking about violent people. I'm not talking about real criminals that do real damage to person, to people or property. I'm talking about people engaging in consensual activity. If you're not willing to stand up for those people, even if you find their activity to be detestable, you mentioned the FLDS last hour, Mark, and I thought it was a great point. These are people that, they're not doing drugs or anything like that. They just have kind of kooky religious beliefs and have a bizarre sexuality that's a little uncommon in most of American society. And so as a result, it's easy for the government to step in and pick on those folks and victimize them, while most people can just wring their hands and say, well, those are weirdos. We don't want to have those folks around here. Well, what happens when they decide that something that you do?
It's not like they're around here. I mean, they had their own damn compound.
Right.
They went off to be by themselves. These aren't people that were in anybody's business.
Right. Yep, so that's kind of the attitude that we see is this, well, I don't care, it doesn't affect me, I'm still free over here, I can still come home and drink my beer and watch my adventures, what do they watch on the TV these days, Dancing with the Stars, and I can watch all my television and go back to work and I'm still free.
You can do that anyway, and you can defend freedom.
Yeah, you absolutely can. I mean, if all you can do is speak out, then speak out. If you could do more than that, like move to New Hampshire or join the Free State Project, then do that.
Take AMP as much Free Talk Live.
To AMP Free Talk Live, and we'll talk more about that. There's somebody else has put some more money on the table for that, by the way. We'll give you an update on that. But you take whatever actions you can to do something about it. Because if you're one of those people that's just saying, well, that's what they deserve, they're illegal, they're breaking the law, then you are not somebody that understands a whit about what freedom really is. And freedom is the ability to live your life how you want and respecting your neighbors and honoring your neighbors' choices to live their lives how they want. Because eventually, if you keep telling your neighbors what to do through using the apparatus of government, the gun in the room that is the state, if you keep demanding things of your neighbors that they behave and they do this and they do that, it's not going to be too long before eventually your neighbors manage to get enough people together to swing things in a different direction, to have that pendulum swing back and possibly have you be the one that becomes less free. And this is sort of the cycle that we've seen in this country over all of these years, is various different interest groups constantly struggling over getting control of the government so they can enforce their way because they feel victimized. They feel as though they've been harmed, and damn right they have. They've been victimized. And so I can understand why they feel the way they feel. They've been encouraged. They've been told that this is the way things are. This is a democracy. And this is great because once you've been victimized, you can victimize back.
It's okay to go screwing with your neighbor and telling them what to do. That's just fine.
Right. So it's not. Until this mindset changes, until we have, till people that don't get it have that paradigm shift that's necessary to understand that if you want freedom, and there are people that don't want to be free, and to them I say, enjoy your chains. You are welcome to have as many people give you orders and tell you what to do as whatever makes you happy. But if what you want is freedom and you don't feel free, you need to come to the understanding of allowing your neighbors to make their own choices for themselves and being okay with it. You don't have to endorse it. You don't have to embrace it.
I don't believe. I believe abortion is morally wrong. I'm sorry. Many people disagree with me on this. I've gotten lots of emails. I believe that it's morally wrong. However, I wouldn't go so far as to tell you that you couldn't do it legally.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Those who seek to control others will inevitably find themselves controlled. We continue with maybe some of these control freaks in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Hey girl, looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit CurlAway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you...
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And by the way, the features include live streams. We've got broadband, dial-up, and webcam versions of the show. Enjoy them all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Advance liberty at the local or national level through summer internships at the Koch Summer Fellowship Program. The program places libertarian and free market students and recent graduates at organizations in D.C. and at state-based think tanks across the country. All positions are paid and include a housing and travel allowance, as well as multiple career workshops throughout the summer. It's libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. If you're, you know, in college or recently graduated, you qualify for this, and I think it's really great. They'll get college students in all kinds of careers here and pay them while they're doing it.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. All right, by popular request, we are going to go ahead and play some of the audio here from the debate between the two guys that are running for president. And we'll just comment as it goes along. If it gets intolerable, we'll move on to something else. We've got some emails here that we can get to, and, of course, your calls as well. You're welcome to dial in here about whatever you want. That is the point of the show, 800-259-9231. In the meantime, this coverage coming from NPR.
Here we go. Union and the Citizens Against Government Waste and the other watchdog organizations. I have fought against spending. I have fought against special interest. I have fought for reform.
Yeah, you've done a great
job,
John.
You have to tell me one time when you have...
Wait a minute. He's fought against spending.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been, what, there, 30 years now?
Right, right. I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard to go and pull up his actual voting record. No. And pull up and see how many... Did he vote on the bailout recently?
He's been, honestly, he's been relatively free market as far as on economic issues. When you look at it from a politician side.
You mean as far as his votes?
Yeah.
What?
Relatively.
He didn't vote for the bailout?
He did vote for the bailout.
Well, then he's not relatively free market.
When you... relative to the other politicians...
Oh, okay.
Yes, he has.
Okay. Well, I honestly haven't taken a look at his votes in it because it doesn't really matter.
But this is where I believe that the fallacy comes in with Washington is, the most free market of them all, John Sununu, who is the senator here from the great state of New Hampshire, he voted for the bailout.
Yeah.
Because, Washington's just too big and spends too much money. You can't do anything about it. He voted for $700 billion to bail out.
And I bet you they both voted for the war.
And their foreign investors.
They both voted for the war, most likely, right. Which is huge spending.
You can't get it. Yeah. You can't get it.
You can't believe a word they say.
To the point that it's simply pointless to vote on a national level.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and yes, as Manuel Lora is pointing out, he does support the entirety of the military-industrial complex, the biggest government program on the planet, and so how you could claim he's even close to free markets, pretty absurd.
The only claim I'm making is that compared to the other politicians, relative to the other politicians, he's free market.
Right, and that means virtually nothing. We go back to the so-called debate.
With the Bush administration, I have disagreed with leaders of my own party. I got the scars.
Oh, he's a maverick. Isn't that what they're calling him?
Yeah.
A maverick.
He's
before the Senate for the first time, whether it be opposition to spending and earmarks, whether it be the issue of torture, whether it be the conduct of the war in Iraq, which I vigorously oppose, whether it be...
Wait. He vigorously opposed the conduct of the war of Iraq, meaning he would have done it differently.
Yeah.
It almost sounded like he vigorously opposed the war in Iraq. We know that's not true.
Not so much, yeah.
The establishment of the 9/11 Commission. I have a long record of reform and fighting through on the floor of the United States Senate.
I'm a fighter.
Senator Obama, your argument for standing up to the leaders of your party isn't very convincing.
All right. We're going to move to another question. And the topic is leadership in this campaign. Both of you pledged to take the high road in this campaign, yet it has turned very nasty.
Senator Obama, works.
Your campaign has used words like erratic, out of touch, lie, angry, losing his bearings to describe Senator McCain.
These are false. Senator McCain,
your commercials have included words like disrespectful, dangerous, dishonorable. He lied. Your running mate said he palled around with terrorists. Are each of you tonight willing...
Are politicians not supposed to point out that they lie?
I mean, I understand.
I don't really understand this about the negative and positive.
Naughty boys. It comes up every 4 years, the idea that, you politicians, why can't you just get along? Why can't you just love one another and just pet each other and touch one another?
There's people out there that don't like conflict. I get it. I'm not one of them. I kind of like a good debate now and then. I like it a lot, no doubt. But I understand they don't like it. However, there is no bipartisan good thing going on in Washington, thank God, because if there were, they'd be screwing us that much more. That's the only thing the politicians can agree on, is screwing the American people.
Right, well, that is going on. The bipartisan screwing is going on a regular basis.
To some extent, they managed to put a few stumbling blocks in each other's way along the path, just really screwing us. Well, one of the groups would run out and screw us so far and so quickly that there would be a real live revolution on their hands.
Right. Well, they can't do that. They've got to. It's got to be slow, a slow screwing. You know, right. It's turning the heat up slowly, the frogs boiling the pot, and all that. But you know, this idea that politicians shouldn't be exposing one another for lying. You guys should just be linking arms together and skipping down a field and talking about how great things are. I mean, this comes up every single time.
Yeah.
Please, look, first of all, we already know they lie. Everybody knows that politicians lie. This is one of the things that Americans do get. They don't get much about the system that has been built up around them. They don't really get much about it, but they do get that politicians lie. So what's wrong with pointing that out? Never really understood that either. Let's continue here.
Has spent more money on negative ads than any political campaign in history.
So this is now an issue, right? This is one of those surface issues that we've talked about, sort of this political trivia. Like people will focus on the most nonsensical of things. Oh, he's black. Oh, she's a woman. Oh, McCain's got a bunch of houses. Oh, yeah. Obama did this and that. Or in this case, it's now, well, you've run all these ads saying mean things, and Americans shouldn't vote. Who's been saying? Now let's see which one of you has been saying the meanest things about one another. Well, our analysis says it's been you, Mr. So-and-so. You've been saying the meanest things about the other candidate, so you shouldn't be president.
You're a little meaner.
Right. Let's continue.
Presidential campaigns to be tough.
I think it's so tough.
You look at the record.
Being flown around.
The American people. Bob,
eating at $20,000 a plate fundraisers.
Two-thirds of the American people think that Senator McCain's running a negative campaign.
They're still talking about this.
And 100%.
I wonder how many minutes of this debate will be spent on talking about who is the meanest, nastiest campaigner. Now, who is it?
I think the American people are less interested in our hurt feelings during the course of the campaign than addressing the issues that matter to them so deeply.
Well, he might be right about that part. More on the way, 800-259-9231, but I don't expect them to address anything beyond just making the same old promises about elect me and I'll create jobs, elect me and I'll save the economy, elect me and I'll wave my magic wand and do whatever it is you think I can actually do, but everybody knows it's not going to work out that way. More on the way, it's Free Talk Live.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD, normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD on civilliberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features there include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the good people over at SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to get in touch with SACL CAI. Not only do they do collections, they also do early out billing and purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained at resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we continue doing things a little differently here this hour of the program, it's rare that we have these opportunities. In fact, we had not taken the opportunity previously during this campaign season, but Free Talk Live has been known in the past to tune in to a debate as it is happening and just sort of provide live commentary. So you're going to hear a little of the debate, but you're going to hear mostly commentary. And, of course, you guys are welcome to comment as well. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. And really, I mean, is this a debate or is it just a live fest? I mean, these are politicians. They both want to rule over your life, and they're trying to convince you to give them your endorsement. I highly recommend you don't fall into the trap. as Mark almost fell into recently, don't fall into the trap of feeling as though you must vote for one of these two guys. They're bad news, and your vote in their camp just means that you're endorsing, in my opinion, it means you're endorsing their policies, which will just hurt and enslave more people in this country and around the world. So with that in mind, we continue with the coverage here.
And it means that we can have tough, vigorous debates around issues. What we can't do, I think, is try to characterize each other as bad people.
They are still talking about this. It's been, what, 10 minutes now? How long have they been discussing the issue of how we're treating one another in the campaign? These are the real issues. Wasn't Barack Obama just before the break saying that he thought the American people were looking for answers about issues, and he's still talking about this? I hope they're in the rebuttal phase at this point. Otherwise, we're going to get to some emails here. 800-259-9231.
Frauds in voter history in this country, maybe destroying the fabric of democracy. Same front outfit organization that your campaign gave $832,000 for quote, lighting and site selection. So all of these things need to be examined,
right.
Of course.
I'm going to respond.
I think it's going to
extend this.
It's going to be important to just, I'll respond to these two particular allegations that Senator McCain's made that have gotten a lot of attention. In fact,
what a shock. There are political organizations. I'm not sure which group they're talking about. Some
spending lots of
group.
Money on lots of dumb crap.
Right. Spending money in places they weren't supposed to spend it on. Somebody caught them with their pants down, caught them red-handed, caught them with their hands in the cookie jar, and it's been splayed out for all to see. But they all do this crap. I mean, who looks at this and says, boy, that Barack Obama, he sure is a naughty politician. But John McCain, he would never. Never.
And
the
just,
people that support him would never
just
do that.
As often as they say, as they catch them with their hand in the cookie jar, the other group is lying about, you know, the hand being in the cookie jar. For instance,
misinterpreting or
right,
whatever.
There's a guy here in the state. He's a Free State Project member, and he's really big on board with the McCain group and wants to get McCain elected. That's his choice.
What's wrong with
that's
that
the
guy?
Way he wants to work for freedom, and I'm fine with that. And he's
I'm
asking. Screw you.
If you're supporting John McCain or Barack Obama, you are not working for freedom in any way, shape, or form.
He believes he is.
That's fine.
That's why he came.
He's deluded.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
I support him in what he's doing, and I believe that we can bring him along, that kind of thing. Anyway, he asked me
you
to
support him in what he's doing. How could you do that?
He's trying to get every Republican elected, around the state. I think that by and large,
okay.
If you on a state and local level, would you agree that you'd probably do better as far as keeping taxes low in this state by supporting Republicans or over Democrats?
I have not. You're not
paying attention.
Yeah, I have not paid attention.
Okay, Republicans here in the state of New Hampshire, they're not fighting any damn wars, Ian.
Okay, so you're saying you support him in his state government efforts, but not his national government
efforts. I support him in what he's doing. He's trying. That's all.
Yeah, that's a real political position. Go ahead, Mark, with your point.
He's working on it, man. At one point, he's doing
working
something.
Working on electing a tyrant. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
You support him. Move on.
He's working on trying to get another tyrant unelected, not elected.
Go ahead. Move
okay.
On.
Yeah, I mean, so you've made
your point.
Yeah, you're just howling at the moon. Anyhow, he's
such a politician.
He's asked
me politician.
To pick up the absentee ballot thingamajiggers. I don't know the people that request absentee ballots, and apparently they can extrapolate some sort of information from this. I don't know, right? Apparently, absentee ballots generally go Republican, 55% of the time, or something. So. According to the New Hampshire rules, this has to be picked up in person. Mm-hmm. I had it set up with the town clerk, assistant town clerk, not the town clerk, but the assistant town clerk. She was just going to email it. And she did email it. He calls me and he's like, no, that's not the rules.
Not good enough.
And
uh-huh.
Apparently he can get in big trouble, for this, for receiving an email from the town clerk because it's not going by the rules. It just makes you wonder how many of these, Watergate-type blowouts have just been bullcrap like this.
Yeah, just somebody breaking rule they didn't really know existed,
right.
Or
he
whatever.
He refused to take the email from me because it was a violation of the rules.
Well, there was a story.
I respect that.
Yeah, it's a good point. There's a story recently about, you know, McCain, how he was involved in the McCain-Feingold thing, this big campaign finance reform, which was, you know, supposed to take the money out of politics or whatever it was supposed to do. And, of course, what it really ended up doing was making it so that one of many things that it did, as I recall, was that little guys could no longer advertise. Certain interest groups can no longer advertise within a certain period of time before an election. I think it's 30 or 60 days or something. And anyway, they can't advertise naming the candidate. One of the candidates that's in the election. They can't advertise a negative ad naming the candidate. I forget what all the stipulations were, but there's just more and more restrictions. And so they were talking about, McCain doing these things, and they're talking about the campaign restrictions and all the rules, and they tried to get people to go ahead and try to comprehend what the rules were, and it was impossible. The people that were interested in running campaigns took a look at these rules, and they said, I don't even know where to begin. I don't know what to do here. This is crazy. All these forms and mandates and deadlines and end dates. And, if you've never run a campaign before, Mark, but if you don't file the Treasury report within a certain window of time and it's not filled out to the letter, they can fine the campaign on a daily basis.
$100 a day or something.
Right, for every single day that problem has not been remedied. I mean, that's just one example of the insanity of all of the detail of these campaign laws. So it would be very easy for somebody to just make a mistake and not know what all the rules were.
My wife filed our taxes today. It's in October. You get an extension, yeah. And we had to this year. We were moving, baby, yeah. The whole thing. She filed our taxes today. 37 pages. Yeah, there's and the type is just minuscule on these things.
Wow.
These government forms, there's nothing like them in the free world.
If they want to get you for messing up on a form, it is not a very difficult task. We continue with this nonsense here.
To reprioritize, make sure that we're investing in the American people. Give tax cuts not to the wealthiest corporations, but give them to small businesses and give them to individuals who are struggling right now. Make sure that we finally get serious about energy independence, something that has been languishing in Washington for
interesting.
Years.
Now, have Democrats always been known for advocating tax cuts?
No.
It's interesting, isn't it? How, sort of both of the candidates seem to be maybe towards the middle. I mean, for lack of a better term.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem from his senatorial voting record that Barack Obama has seen a tax that he didn't like.
Yeah.
John McCain, not too many.
Right. So again, say one thing, do something completely different, make all kinds of outlandish promises. It's the same game every 4 years, and yet Americans continue to fall for it. They continue to believe that, this time he's different. This time this candidate, he's black or she's a woman. It's going to be different this time. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eminiforecaster.com. That's eminiforecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eminiforecaster.com.
This is Rob at eminiforecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept. You send us $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the program and get on as many radio stations as we possibly can as a result, get more internet listeners on board, listening to this program, exposing more new people to the message of freedom and liberty. And if you think that's important and you'd like to get perks too, like access to the AMP only call in lines, chat room, forum, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card or via PayPal or some of the alternative options we have. And as a bonus, Adam from New York City called in earlier this week making a hell of an offer, an offer that has never been made in the history of this show, and I was blown away. I'm honored by it and a little scared for Adam because I think that it could be kind of expensive for him. But he offered to match dollar for dollar any new amplifiers that sign up this week. So if you sign up by Friday night show, then you'll be included in this dollar-for-dollar matching. So if you sign up as a $3 amplifier, Adam is going to up his existing platinum amplifier. He's a platinum. He's over $25 a month. He's going to up his existing amp by the amount that you decide to amp. So we've already had I've been taking a look here, Mark. We've already had a tremendous week. We've had a couple new platinums in this week, and a platinum's a $25 a month thing. So he's up at least – he's probably up at least another $75 or $100. I mean, I've just been eyeballing it. I haven't really added it all up yet.
Yeah.
So if you want to really milk Adam for all he's worth, you can sign up for your amp this week. And then another gentleman from Canada has decided to throw down. He says, Ian, after hearing Adam from New York's challenge to get more amplifiers to sign up, I thought I'd sweeten the pot a bit. My pockets aren't as deep as Adam's, but I can send more money your way. I will add $1 to my amp contribution for every new amplifier that signs up this week. Which, that's pretty cool, man, because if we get another, if we get 10 amps this week, then this gentleman, Terry, will up his amplification by $10 a month. So your money is being not only doubled,
but it's also having additional money poured on top of it, thanks to these great, generous folks. And so now's a good time to get signed up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you to both Adam and Terry for stepping up and making those incredibly generous offers. We continue here with the debate coverage as we heckle and talk down to the candidates as they continue to spew their nonsense here.
South Korea, but built here in the United States of America. We invented the auto industry. And the fact that we have fallen so far behind is something that we have to work on. Now, I just want to make one last point because Senator McCain...
We. I imagine you're going to hear we an awful lot as you listen to these fools speak. And
by we, he means I'm going to make it happen and you're going to do it or go to jail.
By we, he might mean that they're going to spend taxpayer dollars to support the various different auto manufacturers here in this country that are failing, I believe. Didn't they bail them out last week? Didn't we hear a story last night about how last week they quietly passed a bailout for the auto manufacturer? Oh, it was a loan. That was what Nick told us. It was a big loan that it's no interest and they'll have to pay it back, allegedly.
Mm.
But either way, that's what he's talking about when he says we need to encourage these things. He means probably subsidize. Hey, maybe the feds are going to butt. Hey, here you go, Mark. If the auto companies that they backed up with this loan can't pay the loan, well, doesn't that mean that the creditors get to take the assets?
The United States government, you mean?
Yeah, doesn't that mean that the government who made the loan then at that point, oh, sorry, you guys can't pay this back? Well, I guess we'll just have to take 50% ownership of your company.
Doesn't sound unlikely.
They're buying banks.
You know, to me what it means is that union members there, they know that their bosses are in big trouble. They don't want to lose their sweet union paychecks. So they're saying, you know, they're pulling the chains and that's all.
As we continue.
We have a supply of our own. It's doable. The technology is here and we have to drill now. Now, on the subject of free trade agreements, I am a free trader. And I'd like to just say,
he's a free trader, whatever that means. You know, when these people say that they're something, they may not necessarily be meaning what you think they mean. When somebody says, when a politician or bureaucrat says they're for free trade, what that probably means is he's in favor of all kinds of trade agreements. He's in favor of the government's ability to go and regulate trade and create an even playing field or something like that. I don't even know what he means by that. But I don't believe for a moment that this guy is in favor of abolishing all tariffs, because that's what free trade would be, abolishing all regulations, because tariffs aren't the only thing. Not only do you have to, if you're buying and selling products overseas, not only do you have to deal with tariffs, import taxes, export taxes, that sort of thing, but you have to deal with regulations. So that bottle of wine that you're importing from France has to have a certain label on it, and that label has to be specifically targeted to whatever government regulation have been created to mandate that all bottles of wine must have all this information on it. And if your product you're importing doesn't follow all those requirements, then you can't import it. So regulatory costs are tremendous on people that are trading internationally. Please, free trader.
Let me respond. Actually, I understand it pretty well. The history in Colombia right now is that labor leaders have been targeted for assassination on a fairly consistent basis, and there have not been prosecutions. And what I have said, because the free trade, the trade agreement itself does have labor and environmental protections, but we have to stand for human rights, and we have to make sure that violence isn't being perpetrated against workers who are just trying to organize for their rights.
Worldwide, in Colombia?
Peruvian free trade agreement, which...
Free trade agreements. You see, this is it. This is exactly what I was suggesting earlier. Free trade agreements. You don't need an agreement to have free trade. You wipe the slate clean. You wipe away the regulations. You wipe away the taxes.
You can sign an agreement in the attempts of making trade more free. For instance, if it's free on one side but extraordinarily restricted on the other side and you don't have any control of the other side, you might make an agreement that restricts it slightly on your side and therefore and then opens it up on the other side. I can kind of see this.
I think that these things, yes, you can.
However, you're letting politicians do it and they lie. They cheat and they steal. Every time you put it in, you give them the opportunity to do it, they're going to create a situation where they're rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies.
If yes, I see where you're coming from, Mark, but if what you're dealing with is a situation where Americans had free trade, let's say we actually, tomorrow they just wiped away all the regulations and taxes.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
It's not. But if Americans had free trade and there was another country with all kinds of import tariffs, then that would be their problem. Okay, as long as we're free to do business with who we want, that's freedom for us, and that's where it should be here. Hopefully those other countries would see, hey, look how prosperous America is. They're doing business with even Cuba now. They're buying and selling, and they're, you know, they're able to do it without any taxes, and we're losing business because the country next door is creating similar products to us, and they've got half the tariffs that we do. The marketplace, the demand for freedom could very well bring those barriers down. So if you're talking about increasing regulations in this country in order for lesser regulations in other countries, and then you're talking about these agreements, and you're talking about a situation that is in no way freer for Americans. And that's what we need to be concerned with. The people that live in a so-called free place need to have the freedom. And none of these agreements are anything about freedom.
Between ourselves and Colombia, I just recited to you the benefits of concluding that agreement. $1 billion of American dollars that could have gone to creating jobs and businesses in the United States, opening up those markets. So
this is another thing they're always talking about, is creating jobs. These politicians, Obama, McCain, Bush, whoever they are, they always run on the idea that if you elect me, through some magical mumbo jumbo, I will be able to...
I will create some jobs.
Poof. Just poof. Create the jobs into existence. He's suggesting that, oh, if we got rid of this Colombian agreement, then we'd have another $1 billion with which we could create some jobs. Now, okay, if the government is creating, like, they're talking about increasing AmeriCorps. These are federal government, very low-paying bureaucrat jobs, entry-level bureaucrat jobs. These are jobs. People do get paychecks, and the government did create them. So that's all accurate. But they're not jobs that help the economy. They're not jobs that are created out of supply and demand. They're not jobs created in the marketplace based on various different actors in the marketplace doing what's in their best interest. These are make-work jobs. They're not real jobs that are really in demand. They're jobs the politicians create in order to fulfill that particular promise, but it doesn't do anything to benefit us. It doesn't do anything to, it benefits those bureaucrats that get those jobs, mind you, but it doesn't do anything to benefit their jobs, do not benefit the economy as a whole, because government bureaucrats, for the most part, do not create valuable products and services in the marketplace. If they did, they'd be doing it on a voluntary basis like the rest of us.
Well, they do. They just don't do it as efficiently.
Very few of them do. The government water department might be an example of one department that does actually create a service. But yes, you're right. The efficiency is
police,
an issue.
Police, fire departments.
But most government bureaucrats would not be in demand in a marketplace environment. We are out of time. Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!